This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We're waiting for new data this morning on home prices. Forecasters believe prices in major U.S. cities will be up 12% in a year. But this comes at a time when the Census Bureau is expected to have new numbers on how few Americans still own a house these days. Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman reports.
Home ownership in America hit a record high of 69% in the mid-2000s. Mortgages were easy to come by, with or without income or a down payment. Then, in the Great Recession, millions of Americans lost their homes. The home ownership rate has now fallen to 65%. It's lower among minorities and young families. Reasons include tighter mortgage underwriting by banks, a shortage of new homes from builders, and general insecurity over jobs and income. But would-be first-time homebuyers are also being shut out of the market, outbid by hedge funds and asset managers, says Paul Diggle at Capital Economics.
Investors took the view that housing was cheap, and they then started to buy housing in bulk, paying cash to rent out to the people who, in the normal course of events, would have been owning those homes but who were trapped in rental for longer.
Or trapped living with mom and dad in the basement. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.